faces crack from smiling. All the fears that she's been hiding.
The Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. Steve, a little bit under the weather. Weekend, give him the weekend to recover. Monday should be all right. You can, of course, go ahead to SteveGruber.com. Content, giveaways, much, much more at SteveGruber.com. Follow the show on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. Also on Facebook as well. You can find me on Twitter. That's the best place to find me, at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Hour two here of the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to have a vote in the Senate on a couple of pro-life bills. Now, this is one of those ironies, of course. You know, in today's world and in the media, you call people what they want to be called, right? I mean, you go through pronouns and this and that and you know, whatever. So please call me this. And it happens. The only exception to that is if you're pro-life, because you can say, you know, we're a pro-life group. Or a couple of years, was it last? I think it was just last year, not this past March for Life, but the last March for Life. All sorts of stories covered the March for Life by putting it like for life in quotation marks and a pro-life march in quotation marks. They won't take you at your word. And so even if you are a pro-life organization or this is pro-life legislation, what, of course, will the media call it? Anti-abortion. Which is true to an extent, I suppose, right? But I mean, it's pro-life legislation. That's what supporters would call it. That's what you'd ask to call it. Mitch McConnell setting up two votes on anti-abortion bills for later on this month. It's a news story from Politico, but it says right there, a move intended to excite conservatives and put a vulnerable Senate Democrat in a difficult position. The Senate Majority Leader teed up votes on a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks and also the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, which is just scandalous that it can't get through. Both bills rejected by the Senate in recent years after failing to clear the chamber's 60-vote threshold. Democrats generally oppose the 20-week abortion ban, though Joe Manchin and Bob Casey have supported it in the past. But Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, two Republicans, have opposed it. The other legislation, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, would require medical care to be delivered to infants that survive abortions. Democrats say it's unnecessary and misleading, given that infanticide is already a crime. But Ben Sass talked about this on the floor of the Senate earlier this week, and I don't have the audio right with me, but there's no law mandating care. There's this very thin line, and that's what this particular bill would help take care of. Mitch McConnell, again, the Senate Majority Leader, saying they'll likely take up these proposals after they get back from the President's Day recess. You could expect votes on these pro-life bills in the Senate coming up soon. Speaking of language, pro-life / anti-abortion, USA Today story, Colorado now debating whether or not to cease using the quite accurate term illegal alien and force people to use the not-so-clear term undocumented immigrant. They've just misplaced their documents. They just don't have those documents. Colorado lawmaker proposed replacing the term illegal alien with undocumented immigrant on Thursday, bringing arguments heard in New York City and California to a swing state. If passed, the Colorado House bill would require that public contracts replace illegal alien with undocumented immigrant, similar to how California removed that term alien from the state labor code in 2015. Some who oppose the measure say illegal alien is a legal term for people who enter the U.S. unauthorized. And they're right. Referencing its usage in federal laws such as the Immigration and Nationality Act, Hans von Spakovsky, frequent guest here on the Steve Gruber Show, has called alternatives to the term imprecise or overly politically correct. Supporters say that supporters of the efforts to the term alien dehumanizes immigrants. Joaquin Castro from Texas called upon Congress to replace the word with foreign national last year, introducing a bill he said would create a more welcoming environment. Okay, is it the purpose of our legislation to create a welcoming environment, Or is the purpose to, you know, make law and be explicit about what that law is and how it should apply? This bill from Castro didn't make it past committee stage. The story from USA Today says there are roughly 10 million undocumented. So USA Today has already picked up. They're using undocumented immigrants in the story. Roughly 10 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S., according to the Pew Research Center. And they take a shot at the Trump administration, too. Earlier this week, Trump administration ramped up pressure on so-called sanctuary communities. They also, again, in the straight news story, refer to, where is this? The incendiary words that President Trump used to describe migrants in the State of the Union address. Were you incensed by the words used by President Trump to describe migrants in the State of the Union? I thought it was fairly clear and straightforward. And again, this disconnect, I think we might have talked. We did talk about this last time I filled in. The media, writ large, and, you know, D.C. bubble people may think that the president was way out of line talking about, you know, crimes committed by illegal immigrants who should not have been in the country in the first place. Normal Americans hear those stories and think they agree with President Trump that people who should not be in the United States have no legal right to be in the United States and then commit crimes, heinous crimes, murders. Maybe we might want to address that issue, if at all possible, and take some steps. And I think sort of brushing over the language like this, illegal alien replaced with undocumented immigrant in Colorado law, perhaps, Colorado contracts, is not doing anybody any favors whatsoever. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.